Australia can build an affordable and secure electricity network with 100% renewable energy using existing technologies, according to new research by the Australian National University. The study, obtained by AEM, details plans for a zero-emissions grid which would rely on wind and solar technology supported by pumped hydro storage. It could be set up with inexpensive, currently available off-the-shelf products and eliminate the need for coal and gas-fired power. It has some strong backing. The government's own renewable energy agency kicked in $450,000 for the research. Caroline Winter reports.
There are numerous reviews and inquiries underway as Australia wrestles with how to secure its energy supply and amid a heightened political debate where renewables have at times become a dirty word, supporters remain committed to keeping its image clean.
The primary aim was to find out whether we could go to 100% renewable electricity while using only common off-the-shelf items that have very well-established prices. And the short answer is yes.
Professor Andrew Blakers is from the Australian National University. He's lead author on a study which has found that by using solar and wind energy supported by pumped hydro, Australia can have a cheap, stable, zero-emissions network. Modelled on current prices, he says it would cost $93 a megawatt hour in 2016, down to $75 a megawatt hour in the 2020s.
The affordability is there. Photovoltaics and wind are now cheaper than gas and coal and will get much cheaper over the next decade. The reliability is there because we have done very careful hour-by-hour analysis of the Australian electricity grid, and we find that with a modest amount of storage and some increased interconnectors between the states, the entire stability can match anything coal and gas can deliver.
Currently, two-thirds of Australia's electricity comes from coal-fired power stations. But as they age and close, like Hazelwood will in Victoria next month, finding a reliable baseload capacity replacement is fast approaching. Professor Blakers says wind and solar can be that replacement, with the support of off-river pumped hydro, where reservoirs at different altitudes can be used to store and generate power.
99% of the Australian landmass is not near a river, and we're finding hundreds and thousands of sites all the way from North Queensland down the Great Dividing Range and across to South Australia, Tasmania, Western Australia.
The research follows Energy Australia's announcement last week that it'll investigate an off-river pumped hydro venture at the top of South Australia's Spencer Gulf. Whether or not the proposal has merit is not the debate, according to Australian Energy Council CEO Matthew Warren.
Talking about 100% renewables right now is the wrong question. We're dealing with real-world problems of 50% renewables in South Australia and consequences for that around the rest of the country. And these are really material challenges in the real world.
He says Australia is at an urgent juncture where intellectual exercises like these, along with the politicisation of the energy debate, have to make way for action.
Caroline Winter reporting.